Howdy. Hope you had a good feast. I did. Get a little organized here. Put my eyes on. Well, did I scare everybody off? We had a great feast in Big Sandy. It was, they're such a warm, loving bunch of people. I like to go there. Last Sabbath, we got the streaming. The sermonette, I thought, oh boy, he's taken my topic. What am I going to do when he announced what it was going to be? And I thought, well, I prayed about it. What I need to do is to cover some points he didn't and mesh it together, and hopefully it'll come out right and it'll be of some value to you. One of the things about this light up here makes shadows, so I'll have to, if I stumble, you'll know that I'm trying to read my own printer's words. Are you trained to be a teacher? Am I trained to be a teacher? Not yet. Not yet. When I started thinking about this, it reminded me over a year ago that what we go through when we're called into God's church is much like what teachers in the world go through. And so I wanted to draw some comparisons. I know there's really no comparison, yet I keep coming back to it in my mind. Well, that's like when I did this back at Oklahoma State. So I'm going to use that as a jumping point into getting into my topic. Mr. Dunkel last week, I really appreciated his sermonette. And there are others that have referred to it before. Mr. Welch, 2 or 3, 4 weeks ago, made a reference to us becoming teachers and to teach in the world tomorrow. And that just seemed to reinforce that maybe this topic would be a good one to do. I started thinking about it, and I'm going to modify a little bit of what happened last week, and I'm going to start telling about how I became a teacher. You know I'm a retired teacher. I retired after multiple years of teaching. How I got started is I took a variety of courses. I had a bachelor's before I even decided to become a teacher. And then I decided, well, maybe I should be a teacher. Oh, better. I brought it up here, might as well use it, so I won't go 2 hours over time. There we go. Now I can't read it. Anyway, I'll try not to. Anyway, I could not make up my mind what I wanted to do. Well, finally I decided I wanted to teach. I went through a lot of courses. I took a lot of courses, then I majored. But the thing is that I had to apply to the College of Education at Oklahoma State, then Oklahoma A&M, and be accepted. Now, to parallel that, 7 years later, I began studying, because the night custodian at my school introduced me to the World Tomorrow and Worldwide Church. I was baptized the next spring. That was my enrollment in God's educational program. just like I had to apply, I had to be accepted, I had to be accepted by the minister and to be baptized. Mr. Prince baptized me in the spring of 66. Since then, I have had to go through some trials, some tests, some things I needed to learn. God knows what I need to learn, and he makes sure that he provides me with those opportunities. All of us, you too, have had trials since you've been accepted into God's educational system. You know what I'm talking about. Each of us has some similar, some different. We have things like illnesses, loss of job. I went 8 years without a full-time job. After I was baptized, after I had been in the church for several years. But then God rewarded our patience, our faith in him, and he gave me a 20-year job in El Paso. We have faced all kinds of things. We have had all kinds of trials. Loss of jobs, illnesses, death in the family. The good things, birth in the family. We just heard about a birth last great day. That was super. That's not a trial except for the mother since she's giving birth, I guess. I heard once that if men and women traded times giving birth, there'd be two children only. I don't know about that. I'm just glad that the ladies are able to do that with such grace. Similarly, Christ faced some of the same things. He had all kinds of trials. He had people that tried to kill him. He was almost killed. They tried to kill him 7 times, according to Wikipedia. The scribes and the Pharisees were constantly testing him. They were constantly trying to disqualify him. They called him teacher, and yet they didn't believe him. They didn't follow his instruction. He experienced all kinds of things while he was here on earth. He tutored. He provided an example that is recorded and it's there for us this day that we may use. As I said, he was tested by scribes and Pharisees. Let's look at an example. Turn to Matthew 12:38. Matthew 12:38. I'm using the New International Version. Matthew 12, I said 38 is 39. 9 looked like an 8 down there far enough away from me. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, teacher, notice, they called him teacher, but listen to what they say. We want to see a sign from you. You know, like, we doubt that you are a teacher or who you say you are. We would like to see a sign from you. He answered and said, a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And he continued to speak. We won't go any further there, but you know the story. I'm sure you've read it many times. Won't hurt to see it again. But for the purposes here, that's just one of the 77 times these people that were trying to trap him trying to discredit him so that he would not be listened to by other people. Another example, go to Luke 11:53. This is another one of those 77. When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, verse 54, wanting to catch him in something he might say. They were acting as if he was lying, and they were going to catch him in a lie and discredit him. Well, you know the story. He didn't lie, and they didn't catch him. They attempted to trap him. They attempted to stone him. There were instances where they had gathered up stones to stone Jesus the Christ. And yet he lived through it, and he lived through the other traps that they set for him, except for the final trap. There were 7 attempts. You and I have tests in this modern age, and I want to go over some of them again. Persecution. Maybe we don't this day and age as much, but the people in God's church have suffered persecution since the beginning of the church. And we will face it again if we're still around, we as individuals. We have illnesses. We see that prayer list. There's illnesses that are just rampant in the world and in God's church. My mother died of cancer, so I'm particularly, and 2 of my brothers. So I'm particularly concerned about the people that have cancer and dealing with that. Loss of a job, I mentioned. And the reason why we are going through these and other trials that I haven't named yet, and you know what they are because you've gone through them, that's so that, as they said in the feast, which was a theme all the way through, at least to Big Sandy where I was, and I heard the streaming from Bend, Oregon, was that so we could be loving, kind, experienced teachers, so that we could either tutor, so that we could instruct, so that we could set an example, so that those people could learn how to love God and how to become eventually part of his family. And that job is momentous when you consider the billions and billions of people that we may have an opportunity to be a part of the educational process that will help those people to know God and God's family. Jesus set us another example. He graduated from that earthly educational system of God. He graduated. He was resurrected. And that's going to be our graduation exercise. When we are resurrected, or when we are changed, and finally we can be God's special teachers to those children that he so much wants to be in his family in the future. So I hope that we are all going to be there, and happy graduation.